Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, that's enough. That's enough. Wait a minute. I got to ask you this. After hearing how your little nigga just went off on that verse, man, you had to be proud of your little partner when he came through with that one.
Man, come on, bro. Wrapped it all up in 8 bars. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wrapped up everything I said in all them bars. He wrapped it up, the whole concept. He got it. When I knew that he got it, I said, everybody going to have to get it, man. It really just brought it all in perspective, man.
Right. You say Rhonda was your homeboy cousin?
Yeah, man, his little cousin, man. She was always into singing and rapping and shit. But when I met her, she had a 45 hanging out of goddamn pants.
I ain't even had a damn dog. Who the fuck is this motherfucker, man? Hey, man, let's start this shit off real proper. Like, J-O-N, play me some pimping, man. We got the
come on, man.
We got the pastor disaster ahead of day.
Come on, man.
That poor fucking PT Cruz. These ain't got 100 names.
Come on, man. More names in a little bit, man.
Hey, man. They're really the ambassador of Georgia, though. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Optimus Prime.
Come on, man. This nigga go to strip club, Georgia football game, Prime, Atlanta game, soccer game, hockey game. Anything that got something to do with something in Georgia, this nigga coming, man. By himself.
If you ever need to get crunk, if you need that energy.
Yeah.
He always gonna supply.
This man has given us anthems to play at football games for the rest of our lives and black functions. And he came in the game by himself and wrote his own name on the wall.
That's really
was upset with 100 niggas.
Yeah.
Still alive. Then ain't missed the show.
Yeah,
ain't nobody never took nothing from him. He been ran off, man.
Yeah, man.
A real living legend who I feel should always get their flowers, man.
Down South Georgia legend, man.
Come on, man.
Feel good to be here, baby.
Man, we can do this shit all day, but none other than my motherfucking
dog.
Dog.
Come on, baby.
Pastor Troy's in. First, congratulations, man, just for being for the longevity.
Man, thank you, man.
Thank you. And shit, the staying relevant this long.
Yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing, man.
Doing it, shit, standing as a man, 10 toes, man. Nobody never seen you with no fucking 10, 12 security guards. Yeah. You always been right here fucking with the people, man. And that's what the city know. That's what the state of Georgia.
You know what, 100% man? 100%. I took pride in that shit, man. Los, I remember walking out the house with that gun every goddamn day, touching this motherfucker, man. And one day I just said, man, you ain't did shit with this motherfucker in 7 goddamn years. Right. What the fuck did you carry this motherfucker around every goddamn day, fuck? Ain't nobody wanna hurt you, they be wanna love
they
you.
Fuck with you.
And I put that pistol down, man. It's been done. I've been cool.
Man, how the fuck did we go from right there to right here?
You know what I mean?
What was that moment that made you say, I'm fucking with this music and I'm going all the way in?
Man, you know what? I was in college, man. It was probably about my sophomore year of college. About 20, about 20 years old, going on 21. That's why I was listening to those songs we were throwing back, man. I was like, man, I wasn't even 21 yet. I'm listening to them lyrics and stuff. It sent me right into the classroom when I was writing that stuff, man. So right there, man, at 21, at 20, going on 21, I'm like, my dad, I just think I want to be a professional rapper.
Right.
You know, my dad's a pastor.
Exactly.
My mom's the first lady, so it wasn't the easiest conversation to have at the time, but I set him down.
What?
Put my
back. Out of my goddamn house. You can take that boogity boogity shit out of here. Yeah. Yeah. Take that little ass beefy shit.
Yeah.
I thought it was a compliment.
Yeah, man.
So you sneaking and doing the devil's music in my motherfucking house?
Exactly.
James, come down. Michael, don't hit.
I get that.
It was my mama answering the damn phone. My dad got to call her now.
My mama was like, nigga, you don't sit your ass down.
Goddamn
well.
The pastor, like, hold on, let him speak.
Yeah, man, so pop, man, I'm just like, mom, dad, you always told me I could be everything, anything I wanted to be. They're like, now you want to kick that shit off. Like, shit, man, okay.
Bro, what if you walk in church a little bit later, you see your dad up there doing your whole song?
What if heaven was hell? If I told you to go to hell, would you say I cursed you? I wish y'all were talking to somebody today.
For real, man, you down for it too, man. What's so crazy, man? Vice Versa started off as a poem. Man, I said it as a poem down there at college, man. They booed the damn shit out me,
though.
I was at Payne College in Augusta, Georgia.
Okay,
so I was at the college before I took it to the streets and started cranking the Pastor Troy thing up all the way crazy.
How you kicked it? Was you?
What's that? No, I ain't even had no music. Man. It was so crazy. I was supposed to be performing that night, but I was hanging out with one of my homeboys, Kendrick Davis, rest in peace, earlier that day. Man, we at the trap. Bro, we walking into the house. I'm a couple steps behind him, man, because I'm writing a rap on a paper. Man, he turning the yard and going to the damn trap house, bro. While I'm down writing on the paper, man, and lift my head up, the narcs hit. Boom! And take this man away. I know it's dope and everything in this house. I know they had a little escape right out the back, but I'm just waiting to see if they got him or not. Bro, my foot is in the air to step into the yard, and here they come. Boom! I lift my foot and keep going straight. Walk to the end of the street, cross the street, and come back down. Not a whole hood out there. You know everybody just watching.
Right.
Man, they brought my homeboy out, man. I was just like, man, I was this close to goddamn being in the house with six niggas and I don't know. Fucking about six cell mouses. You know they was mine. You feel me, cuz? I got to the show that night, man. You know, we were goddamn pre-gaming for this pep rap, for this talent show. Man, I got there, I was like, man, I don't feel like, I ain't really in the mood to be rapping, man. I'm just going to say this poem, vice versa. Man, I said that shit, man. Them motherfuckers started booing me. I didn't know that it was really a school for people that were going there to be ministers and stuff like that. It was like an African Methodist Episcopal school.
You done went against their spiritual beliefs.
Them motherfuckers got up, boo! Antichrist! You get him out of the house, and I'm like, what the Antichrist? Man, what the hell is that? I don't know what that is, but I know it ain't good. You don't want to be called an Antichrist. So I get back to my dorm room and shit. Man, I'm like, damn, man, these motherfuckers done booed me. Talking about I'm an Antichrist. Bro, I step outside, Los, man, I step outside probably an hour later after everything done let out. It's a conversation going on over here. Man, but that was real what he said about that. It's a conversation going over here. What you think, man? What do you believe, man? Da-da-da-da-da. The whole yard. It was the talk of the whole yard the whole night. People having conversations that they never had. The next day, man, I called my dad. Like, Pops, my friend got this song called Vice Versa. You know what I mean? I didn't even want to claim it with all this shit they were saying. They were booing me. I was like, man, my friend got this song called Vice Versa. And it's about, like, what if good was bad and what if bad was good? He said it at a talent show last night and they booed him. I was like, you know, they were calling him the Antichrist and all this stuff. I was like, what you say about it? My dad was like, what if? What if that's not a sin to ask what if this or what if that, you know what I mean? What if heaven was hell? He was like, what if you was white? Well, what if y'all was rich? You know what I mean? There ain't no crime. And it made me feel so much better about the song, but I still didn't say it for about 2 years, I still kept it close. When my boy Carl Mo, man, played that beat, Big Boy had passed the beat down, man. Much love, Big Boy, from my camera.
That's some shit, Gene, though. That's some shit, Gene, though.
Yeah, hey, man. Big Boy passed on the beat, man. Carl Mo played that joint for me, man. And as soon as he played it, man, I'm talking this on the tape, I said, man, I got something for that. Bruh, I ain't say it to him. I just said, I got something for him. I need that track. Bro, we went to the studio to drop that joint, man. I was so ready to release this that I had in me for 2 years, man. Man, I rapped that joint. No mistakes, man. I did that joint in one take. I did Vice Versa one take. I'm looking through the glass at Carl Mo, man. He crunk. He looking scared. He looking happy. You know, I'm talking about, man, bro, when I finished that joint and came out the booth, he was just like, Troy, what in the was that?
Bro, it's got to be that because, you know, they still censored that line on the uncut version.
Yeah, man, dog. You know, they flipped it, man. You know, but even when I listen to it to this day, I could not mimic that energy of when I was tired, getting my energy back and everything. Man, you can't manufacture that shit. That was real. Right. You feel me, man? That was real. And to have songs like that, man, when you're giving your all, they last forever, man. Come on, man. This shit now is in sheet music across every HBCU band, University of Georgia. Come on, man. Everybody plays Vice Versa. It's in sheet music, man, like Mozart, Beethoven shit, man. Hey, so,
bro, you got to have a fool-ass publicist, man, because you be every fucking well, dog. Or you be at damn near every HBCU homecoming, like every event with this big-ass belt by yourself talking shit, man.
Yeah, man, you know what, man? One thing I did about it, man, with being independent was even when I was with the majors and stuff, when I get into them situations, man, that they put me in, stay in contact with somebody. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people
network strong.
Yeah,
as hell.
Man. A lot of people pass that shit on to the public. They act like they too big to talk to somebody. Too bad.
And you be remembering these motherfuckers that you met. Yeah. I be like, nigga, how the fuck you know all these people? Man, it's fucking crazy, though.
Bro, it'd be a beautiful thing, man. But when you look up and them same relationships and shit like that start throwing you chicks. 5 and 10 goddamn.
You remember motherfucking name,
damn right you remember. You know what I mean? So it's dope, man. You know what I mean? I encourage all the artists out there, man. You know what I mean? If you were the major or not, you know, any situation that they put you in, man, to meet some people that you know in some powerful positions, build your own relationship with them, man. So when your relationship done with whoever you may be in business with, y'all got your own friendship and everything built up, man. You don't know, ain't no telling where they going.
Exactly.
You feel me, man?
Especially in the entertainment industry. You motherfucker might
look
be.
Look up, this motherfucker the might be, of the world.
Exactly. Motherfucker on this set, he the PA going to get the breakfast, but the nigga directed the next joint that y'all work
on. I got so many jobs like that.
Come on, man.
Remember, I put you on that one commercial?
Yeah,
I run the production company over here.
Beautiful thing, man. Like my boy Khadife Sylvester, man. Shout out my boy Khadife, man. Khadife started out with me, man. He was dating my girl's sister. Just around. I'm like, this motherfucker here ain't shit, man. This nigga here, nerve-wracking as hell.
Nigga, any nigga named Khadife gonna last a long time.
Man. He got it.
That's an entertainment industry name.
Come on, bro, man.
Who shot the video? My nigga Khadife.
Yeah, you're a good one.
Bro, that shit look good on business cards.
Look like Sylvester, Khadife Sylvester, man. That nigga shit official. Right. That nigga went to passing out flyers, man, and posting stuff, man. I'm just giving them position. Hey, man, dog, look, this is what I need you to do for me. Pass out these flyers, pass out this and that. Man, he took so much pride in it, man. He took pride. It was just crazy, the guerrilla tactics that he brought to the marketing gang down here in the city. Jermaine Dupri peep him out. Hey, man, dog, we want to bring you over here to So-So Def. First thing, Khadife come back and bring it to me. Troy, man, Jermaine Dupri want to sign me, man, to do this street team shit. I'm like, man, go over there and bring us back here all the goddamn strategies that they use.
That's the motherfucking
man. But just a long story short, for him to excel to where he is now, man, he got some kind of fucking title. One of them titles on one of them damn cards that y'all talking about, man. Yeah. But it's about that diligence, man, and just staying down with it, man. I just want to really give my boy them props because I watched him do the same thing I did in my arena.
Right.
In his arena. The same shit y'all boys doing in y'all arena, man. Come on, Lo.
Bro, it's just
this shit's a whole nother place from where we've been fucking around.
That's what we recognize that the internet is like, they can love you for what you do. They know we comedians.
Yeah.
They know that this not this is not our show.
Yeah.
Like, they've seen us on stage, and they've seen us on movies, and they've seen us acting and shit. So it's like, I was telling my dogs, like, 6-7 years ago,
yeah,
bro, they want somewhere where they can see us.
Yeah.
They want something that they know that they could, like, they need that connection.
In an element, man.
You get what I'm saying?
Normal.
That's what I was just about to
say. Is he tangible? Is he still real?
Yeah,
that's what they want to know. Is he still real?
What that nigga be talking about when he can say whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
That's the shit that they love.
Yeah, man.
That's what I was about to ask you, though. Like, well, of course, you know, we ready. That shit is forever anthem. But it's like, that shit went nationwide crazy before the internet was the thing, bro. Like, what was the process of getting that motherfucker out to the world?
Man, dog, the process, man, one was making good music that was gonna stand his ground, stand the test of time.
How did you know you had one that the world needed to hear?
Man, dog, anytime I played it around somebody, man, I just saw the light up. It was just something different, man. And just to have that element of pride for being from Georgia, just we ready, no more playing GA, down South Georgia boys, man. People felt it and latched on to it. So when we got out here and started spreading it around, coming out of Augusta, man, all of South Georgia, man, just hearing the song, everybody felt a part of it, man. Down there at Fort Gordon, all the soldiers and everybody was there, man. They were buying them CDs from me, man, taking that shit all across the world.
I'm talking about when that motherfucker just had the one flip insert.
Yeah, man, CD, man. Bro, I'm talking about, bro, beautiful thing, man. Beautiful thing. Disc makers.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's an independent.
The whole CD.
Old school CD disc printer, man.
We got a research department. We want to know about this beat machine that's big as a calculator.
Man, it's a Roland. It's a Roland DR660, man.
Look it up, New Face. I want to see it.
I got it in my bag.
Man. I want to see it. You got one?
There you go.
You bullshitting. Let me see it. I've been wanting to see this shit forever.
Roland DR660, man. It's the baddest thing, man. I'm talking about, I looked at this little beat machine for hours out of my life. I know I looked at this beat machine for at least 365 days. Damn. In 2 years, I know I looked at that beat machine
make
for 365 days. Not even to make me ready just to
get it
on my craft of doing it. So by the time I got to the We Ready beat, I was like, oh.
You did this it all by yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the magic of that shit, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is, man.
And I feel like you have to give artists like a different kind of respect that a producer's like. Yeah. Niggas like Kanye, niggas like J. Cole, Big Crit, David Banner.
You know
but
what?
To have production and emotion
and be able to rap on that shit,
bro.
Unbiased.
On that bit,
you get what I'm saying?
It almost makes it easier for us when we can produce like that, man, because you done listened to the beat so many goddamn times. You know everything beat gonna do every second that it's gonna do it. You feel me, man? You done put that shit together. You done listened to it so many times.
Right.
You know, so like this the city and shit like that, man.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM.
The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody would have sent me a beat like that.
Yeah.
You feel me, man? Nobody would have sent me a beat that crazy. They never would have expected that. That's what I wanted. That's what a lot of producers need to do, man. Stop expecting for artists to want to sound like the next artist. You know, I can't stand on the motherfucker playing beats for me and be like, this that Future right here.
Yeah,
Money Bag Yo. Yeah. I ain't Money Bag Yo. You need to be playing it for him. You feel me, man? I want to hear some Pastor Troy shit.
And you think you can tell him about it?
Yeah.
You think you can tell him about Money Bag Yo? Tell him I got some
beats. My bad. That's the shit. My bad. No, that ain't you. That ain't my bad.
Hold on. Pastor Troy.
I ain't got shit for me.
One or two. You want one or two?
Motherfucker, no.
I got two different ones.
No.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
See, because you're one of the few artists who done been successful independently and successful on a major label.
Yeah.
What advice are you giving these new entertainers? Because a lot of rappers is way more than rappers these days.
Yeah.
What advice do you give them on the independent side? Uh-huh. What advice do you give them on the major side?
On the independent side, I encourage the artists to, a lot of people, they always come to me and ask me, you know what I mean? What's better, being major or independent? But it really, that's not really the judging factor.
It's on
really
what you want to do. If you want to make a lot of money fast, or you want to make a lot of money for a long time.
You want to last, or you want to goddamn hit your lick. You feel me, man? Most of these motherfuckers want to hit a lick. So
just say that then.
Figure that out, man. Go sign your deal. Get in the way like everybody else.
Take your money up front. Don't worry about what that bitch do.
Man, dog, sir. But if you want to be concrete and still picking this shit up 20 years later, I encourage you to do a favor. Get you a lawyer, figure this thing out, and slow grind it, man. I love the independence. Now, even with now, it's so easy to be independent. Now you look up, man, every major artist want to be back independent, man.
You can get out of bed, take a piss, drop your album.
Yeah, man, it's too crazy. But you got to figure out what's best for you, you know what I mean? Some people need that structure of a major label to get it, you know what I mean? Even myself, I appreciate those four albums that I did at Universal because I met the people at BET, I met the people at Viacom, MTV, and all that stuff, man. So many people I met behind the scenes that I kept relationships with. So
would you do the major shit again?
You know what?
Right situation.
Right, with me now.
See what I'm saying?
I'm major independent.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm major independent. When I was with the majors, man, I was an artist. If I go back, I'd be a label. You feel me, man? So it's cool. I still got good relationships with all the majors, man. Much love to my boy Kevin Lyles, Sparta Distribution. We got a whole bunch of shit popping around here, man. But the film's been going so crazy, man. Shit, I'm trying to get the motivation to even go in the studio. We do it for the soundtracks, man. But the movie shit,
that's
crazy.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this, man. You've been in the game dropping hits, shit.
Yeah.
What that set list look like? Because, you know, these niggas who really want you to perform the whole first
album. Yeah, man, them motherfuckers, I've been
in order.
I had to tell them motherfuckers every weekend, they ain't pay me for all that. This motherfucker go deep in the crates. You about to get this 4-pack and I'm out of here.
Come on, man.
But folks, wrong to them songs, man.
Yeah,
2000, man. That was our class anthem, was We Ready.
Yeah.
That was the school. That was the slogan.
It's in yearbooks.
Everywhere.
It's man, dog, from going from, I got my set, throw it up. I come back with, pop that pussy.
You start
make
with
him get that
up.
Money right. I start with throw it up. Come back with make him get that money right. Follow that up with Vice Versa, right. Something for the niggas. Then I come back with Lying by the Crib. I don't know if you know about this boy, but that Lying by the Crib was a goddamn dog coming out of Alabama, man. Oh my God. That should get a bigger reaction probably than any song I got, man.
Man, you know one of my top Troy joints. It ain't even the song. It's the interlude.
Oh,
you just talking about going to jail, nigga.
Yeah, man. It's real shit. Everybody love that joint, but I don't know the fuck y'all love me going to jail so damn much.
You know what it is? Nah, it's a...
It's
nigga,
a
you
real,
a good storyteller.
It's a real story.
Yeah, the other one. Where you talking about the nigga trying to ride
him across.
I gotta ask you this. I've been meaning to ask you this for the fucking longest. The
candy green lac with the duels in the back. Yeah. With some shoes on that bitch. And they stole all that. Yeah. Now, my nigga from the Dirty Boy said, let me ask you a question. You remember my lac, the green one that I had with my name in the back? Why you won't tell me hell who stole that? Pulling everything else out your hat. Was that the same lac?
I hope it was, man.
Okay, because, bro, we was like, oh, Pastor Troy, tell that nigga who stole the lac.
No, man.
I'm Pimpin' the Gangster.
Bro, y'all boy go so hard. If I told the Pimpin' the Gangster, my boy ripping that gunk. You know, I love you, 3-3.
Man, you know,
I'm telling you, man.
Bro, I've been dying. You ain't never put them two together?
Never. Bro, you did some shit. I'm not deep as you, bro.
You ain't never put them two together.
No, I didn't put that together.
Dirty Boy.
But the Dirt, they been looking for that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, my song came out first, so the guy
that's what I'm saying.
Been gone for a long time.
Man, it must have came out right around the time them niggas got the lack. With the candy green leg. With the and that nigga came right out. You may ask you a question. You remember what that?
Damn, I ain't not even talking to me.
Man.
You was so crazy, Lowe.
Stupid.
Motherfucking crazy.
Hey, man.
I want to ask y'all some questions, man. Where the hell the 85 South show come from, man? What was the concept? What made y'all do this?
Man, I, like Rick Ross said, man, I would always tell my niggas, but ain't nobody listen.
Yeah.
Really, the shit was like, it wasn't no platform for comedians to talk shit.
Yeah.
Like, once Jamie Foxx stopped doing the Foxhole shit.
Yeah.
And then it's like, we ain't have no platforms, because it wasn't like they was coming out with no new stand-up shows.
Yeah.
They handpicking the five, three they want for the next five years. So it's like, what we going to do in the meantime? Everybody can't.
Feel your own voice.
You get what I'm saying?
He told me we doing a podcast and we filming.
Yeah.
I said, all right, bet.
Come on. You know, I've been with you the whole time.
It started for the podcast. This some people ain't know what a podcast was.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. And now we got niggas who would have never watched the podcast.
It's a show. It's cable for
niggas
people.
Told me this is a TV show now.
No, it ain't no TV yet. Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of.
It's got to be raw.
You can play YouTube on your.
They tired of seeing filtered black people.
Yeah.
They want to see us. We need a platform.
That's good, man. I commend y'all boys, shit, man. I'm proud of y'all. I'm proud of y'all. Because I know how much we done fucked around on the independent tip, running around this motherfucking city show to show, goddamn, right. You know what I mean? All across the Southeast seeing each other. But to see all us boys elevating and goddamn going up, it's a beautiful thing.
But see, that's what it come from. It's just the fabric of the South. If we was rappers, we would have just been independent rappers.
Yeah.
It's just, this is our independent comedic platform where we just happen to know some motherfuckers like you who will come through and talk that shit.
But bro, it go hand
in
hand,
and all that type
man.
Of shit.
You know, man, come on, bro. All them down hanging out at Uptowns and all that stuff, man. The rappers and the comedians, man, all those boys been kicking and banging.
You did support comedy, all these
years. Come on, you know, even you know, as a rapper, though, it's like, when the nigga dropped the album, he had somebody on there talking some shit.
Oh,
it was always a comedian in the video. It
all
was
my
like,
niggas, man, from Henry Welch to K-Dub.
Right.
You got down, man.
But
come
then,
on, man.
Once everything became so violent, niggas stopped laughing.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Wouldn't be two gangsters in the lab no more.
So that really, that was another one.
That was another one
of our avenues that got took. And we black comedians, bro. We don't get to be on shit but one show a year.
Motherfuckers.
There's so many motherfuckers who Hollywood ain't gonna never understand their value to the comedic world.
Yeah.
They not the ones that you can make put on them fucking monkey suit and put them on the stage full of white people and expect them to be funny. But if you bring these motherfuckers around, anybody in the world.
Crack up. I can't wait, man. You know, with the show we got down there in Macon October 2nd, man, the Georgia Power Tour. My boy K-Dub.
Bro, let's talk about the Georgia Power Tour, because there's so many hitters on that bitch.
Bro, man, bro. Your boy, Fabo, you
Two
know
Chainz.
He's gonna go crazy. That's the Feed the Streets.
Do you on two tours?
I'm just goddamn stopping by just crashing shit on
that. My bad. I'm getting shit. Look. I seen you on. Right.
Yeah, I'm just crashing shit.
I'm sorry.
So the Georgia Power joint, it's me, Fabo, Yondro, Trillville, Crime Mob, all them heavy hitters from that Dirty South shit, that Ghetto Mafia shit. Yeah.
So
man,
you saying niggas like me and Clayton need to bring out big ass jeans back out?
Man, y'all need to goddamn come on back.
Cat, let me borrow some big jeans. Clayton, this is us, nigga. This is the shit we've been waiting on.
You're back, baby.
Funk music. Funk music ain't last long enough for me, dog.
Bro, man, dog, it's still there.
It ain't no replacement.
Man, it can't,
it ain't
man,
no replacement.
Dog. I never changed my formula, man. I never changed my process. I love making that high-energy music, man. I love making high-energy music.
How did it get crunk now? What did they listen to?
They don't. We listen to Pastor Troy.
You already know, still man. Listen to old shit. K-Dub gonna turn that thing out, man. He hosted, man.
Hey, we just had him on here.
He gonna go crazy.
You know the type of shit that nigga talk, man. Shout out to K-Dub.
Saturday, October 2nd, we going on.
And that's exactly what we were just talking about. We need them platforms where the,
it's
where
good,
the,
man.
Where
you know
comedy
what I mean?
And rap can collide.
We work together, because I know he gonna talk so much shit, man. Oh, my God. He already ugly as hell. I already want to talk some shit.
Oh, man.
It's on.
A nigga be right here, man, fuck Pastor Troy.
Oh, man, I'm gonna have to goddamn turn this mic off. I'm gonna have a mic switch for his hand that night.
Hey, man, can't do it. Don't nobody talk that shit like him. The motherfucker owe me some money, but I won't let him pay me. Because the motherfucker ain't shit. Man, that
sound about right.
Fuck that nigga the long way.
I told you. My nigga.
Hell yeah, man. See, what you doing with the independent movies these days?
Man,
I know
dog,
you
man.
Got about seven of them. Man, drop the title.
Yeah, man, we were homeboys, man, down to come up, man. But we best in the lab, man, coming up with some new stuff, man. But it's the game, man. When y'all hear me, see me post on my IG and stuff like that, talking about we need people for this role and that role, man, make sure you hit me in the email, man, and we going up. My IG, at Pastor Troy, DSGB. One more time, that's at Pastor Troy, DSGB. I got the channel, man, for independent artists, man. It's called Lit Street TV. You can watch it on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, all that shit, man. That.
So you taking submissions, like,
man,
that content?
Yeah, we taking submissions, stuff like that, but I'm not really even tripping off of it, man. It's really a free-for-all right now, man. So if you got a nice video, it's nice quality, and meet our specs and stuff, man, we putting it in the mix while we got them getting everybody to come in here and follow us and fuck with us, man, you know. But it's just a platform for independent artists, man. You know, I'm an independent artist. And when I saw it was hard for me to get my video on MTV Jams, I had
don't
to
play
make
music
us
no
MTV
more.
Jams. You yeah. feel me,
that's
man?
Exactly so, what this about.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, man. So when y'all see us out here, man, doing these efforts to make platforms and stuff like that for y'all to just enjoy, to capitalize on, man, support us, man. This shit ain't free. You feel me, man? This shit costs to damn produce this shit, man. So don't think that this is just a free fall, man. This ain't YouTube, man. We trying to build this thing up, man. We ain't no big company like that, man. All those boys trying to build.
No, man, you know, black people got a high demand, bro.
Yeah, man, right now.
This show, you know, like, this a black show. It drop on Friday.
Yeah.
But they want it to be like 10:30, 11 o'clock. Come on, man. I have shit to do today.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the show need to be up at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Los, why you tweeting, man? You should be uploading. Like, God damn, bro, that's not even my department.
That's good. That's good.
It's not
that's
even
good.
My department.
That's
I
good.
Got a question. The movies you do.
Yeah.
You doing the story, too?
Yeah, man, I'm writing most of the joints that I'm messing with, man. You know, from
that shit, you already got some dope ass stuff.
Man, yeah, we about to shoot the Help Me Rhonda joint, man, with my girl Princess, man. Me and Princess from Crime Mob, man. She gonna play Rhonda.
Oh, let's go.
Straight for the streets.
Go and put a verse on there and drop up.
Too many girls love it. Already, man.
That's what
too
I was gonna ask you too, man. Like,
so you doing a movie?
Yeah, we doing Help Me Rhonda. I'm gonna do the whole just a movie and get it over with.
The younger generation of artists, man, they're going back and sampling.
Yeah.
Like, how they reaching out to get some work.
Hey, man, you know what?
Who you want to work
Troy,
with and shit?
Pastor Troy so damn smooth and so smart and so stingy. My songs were hitting so hard that I didn't let out instrumentals. Mm. So they can't sample my shit like that. That's what made them legendary and so classic.
All right, let me ask you about one that did happen, though, before the internet.
Go.
Bounce.
They had the master reels. That wasn't the goddamn.
How that shit came about, man?
I was dealing with this dude, Gene Griffin, rest in peace. Man, him was having differences and stuff like that. This dude thought that he was just gonna take me off of my own record label and put me on his record label. This is how the conversation went. Hey, yo, Gene, I'm signed to you. I said, you know, I got my own label. He said, yeah, Troy, you still got your own label. You just ain't on it.
Bro, what the fuck?
You ain't on your own label?
Where the fuck did this goddamn happen?
Hold on.
Motherfucker.
Hold on. How?
Man, that's exactly where the bullshit came in. You feel me, man? So that old school shit, that old school way of doing business was so gorilla.
He took the beat.
They had the master, so they kicking it to me like, we doing the clean for the record. Okay.
We go do the clean for the record. I'm doing the clean. They telling me they want to boost the quality up of it. But as I'm doing this, when my record come out, the title switch from Pastor Troy, I Declare War, We Ready, to Pastor Troy, We Ready, I Declare War. We're going to change the album cover too, man. We're going to change the album cover from this one, man. It look more professional. Okay. Change the album cover shit. By the time the shit over with, man, it's a new executive producer on the back of my goddamn album. You feel me, man? Damn, I'm sitting up here like, really? Are you going to try this, man? So I'm trusting this girl. She's kicking it like she's supposed to be my manager. They had a record store down there in Augusta. She's supposed to be my manager. I'm like, sweetheart, I'm hearing some crazy stuff in the streets, man. I done signed this contract with you. I need a copy of it. She had like a little 2-3 page contract for me when I signed. I'm like, this is my distribution situation? She was like, oh, this is it. This is your distribution deal. Cool. All right, cool. I told her, I'm trusting you. You know me. Signed the joint. It's going all around the city. Man, Pastor Troy signed with Gene Griffin. I don't even know who Gene Griffin is. Come to find out, this the motherfucker that fucked Teddy Riley, goddamn Bobby Brown. Everybody hate Gene Griffin. He the worst motherfucker in the world. I'm like, bro, Lowe's, I go back. I'm like, hey, yo, man, I need a copy of that contract, like, today. It's been about 2 or 3 weeks she's stalling on this contract. I'm like, man, I need that contract today. Lowe's, man, hook up with her after work, man. She bring that contract. Man, I knock on the door, Lowe's. She started crying before she opened the door. I said, I know this is about to be bad. Lowe's, man, she hand me that contract, bro. That 3 pages that I signed was stapled to the bottom of a goddamn Encyclopedia Britannica, man. That thing was like this, low. The first thing on the top page was exclusive artist deal to Gene Griffin Records. I told him, bro, I said, y'all erase the name if you can. We ain't trying to do no advertising.
We're not gonna do it.
But I'm just like, baby, I couldn't sign this. I said, what is this? Troy, I'm so sorry. I said, I can't sign this. You know, I'm already signed. We signed contracts already. She was like, you did? I'm like, yeah, we did. I had to backtrack and go back and sign contracts to predate that joint back to when this was in 1999. I had to go predate some contracts to 1998 when I originally dropped the album to keep me out of this contract. You feel me, man? And that's why I was able to go to Universal so fast, because Gene had to get out of the way and he turned my services over to Universal. Universal, like, man, they had them thinking I was the craziest motherfucker in the world. You hear his music, you hear the gunshot, you can't talk to him. He crazy. You know what I'm saying? Them folks call me up, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. They like, man, something is not adding up around this.
Hey, so you was getting respect from these goddamn industry people just off being you.
Yeah, man, dog, it was a beautiful thing, man. So I was able to get him out my equation and sign directly to Universal, man. Yeah. So it was cool, man. It was a good thing, but be smart, artists. Don't have to go through all that stuff that I went through, man. Get your entertainment lawyer off the rip and handle your business. Luckily, I had somebody to go backdate and do and shake my play. Right. And it came out good for us, man. But I don't encourage anybody to do it the way I did. It was a lot harder, a lot more difficult. Vince Phillips, a good entertainment
lawyer.
That's my
dog, boy.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
You know what I mean? Get your entertainment lawyer.
Hey, that's my motherfucking dog.
Yeah. And that's how it's
I done used
down.
The entertainment lawyer and some shit they had shit to do with entertainment.
Freedom!
Boy, this shit almost ain't happening.
It's real shit.
Without Vince, that motherfucker pulled some plays and some slick ass moves and did the 1-2 and then set up the payment, and now we hear it in the grapevine.
Yeah, man. God is good.
Amen. Man, what you been working on with the Falcons and
man, the Falcons, United? Man, they made me a brand ambassador this season, man. The Falcons, they made me a brand ambassador this season.
Let's go.
To the season. I was in there saying the same thing y'all motherfuckers was saying.
Bro, that's the thing about it, man. They know we fuck with them, but we gonna talk shit. When the shit happened, we got some shit to say.
Yeah, man. Dog, we need y'all boys to. The energy that was in that stadium, man, I was disappointed that it wasn't displayed back on the field. You feel me, man? Because the fans were so happy to be back out there to support them in full blast, man. It was what? Probably 70,000, 80,000 in that thing, man. So We headed down to Tampa this weekend, man. We got the defending Super Bowl champion, so
we're going to see how that goes.
Oh, shit. Let me go throw some money at this game. You know.
It's going all the way down, but just for them to be embracing the culture. They're embracing us right now, man. They want to hear the music. They want to hear everything, man. You know, they want it to be an ATL experience in Atlanta. That's dope. Matter of fact, man, 85 South
Show,
man. They
should put some potholes on the field.
I'm going to plug y'all up, man. I'm going to let y'all boys. Y'all going to have to do something for us, man.
We would.
Give us a nice drop. Yeah. Give us a nice drop. They'll have it right on the Jumbotron.
I need me a jersey, though.
We going to plug. We got all the jerseys.
They need me a jersey.
I take a Julio jersey.
Who jersey you want? It's going to be hard to find.
I know.
I'm mad about that jersey.
I want my own shit. I want
my 85 South Family jersey.
I want my own shit.
Let's go. What number, Lowe?
85. She put my new age on the 39. Yeah, I'll be 39 by the time I get it. Yeah.
Number 39.
Don't nobody want that.
That's how about
right. Give me some shit don't nobody want. So they can think I'm really
good. Somebody.
Come on, man.
It's dope.
When I was playing for him and shit.
When I was playing for him and shit.
You know how that shit go, man. I see you fuck with the Bulldogs heavy too, man.
Man, the Bulldogs, man, they got a big game this weekend. South Carolina coming down and crank that thing up. Much love to my boy Juju McDowell. He played for South Carolina, man, but he an official down South Georgia boy, man. Yeah. So I don't think I'm going to go.
Ain't how many niggas got DSGB tatted
on. Man, there's so many niggas. How many girls got DSGG? Much love everybody got a down South Georgia boy, down South Georgia girl tattoo. I appreciate you and all the love, man. You know what I mean? That thing was a real movement, man. Still right. Is, you know what I mean, man? Hit this little BG. Man, 19 years old, man. He know Vice Versa better than damn me. You know what I mean, man?
Man, that's dope. Just one of them ones, man. I told you.
Yeah, man.
I always play it around Christmas time because this is a perfect Christmas song.
Yeah, man. He's talking about the perfect Christmas song. It is, man.
Oh, my ghetto Christmas playlist?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell me this shit don't, like, play it around Christmas time. I'm telling you.
Vice Versa slide on right after the Christmas time.
Christmas Eve. I come behind the temptation.
Come right behind the temptation.
We're going to play this.
That's when them kids go to sleep.
Hey, man. Oh, yeah. When you're drinking and they're kicking it, trying to put their bike together.
Exactly.
What the hell? Yeah!
Hey, man, you have some of the coldest ad-libs in the game.
Yeah, man. You know, man, that ad-lib game, man, I don't even know where it really came from, man, but it was more so just on the playback after I rapped my raps. He had me in there listening to it on the playback. And I was cranking myself up to it, just listening to it, man. So I might say, yeah, yeah, one line, hey, yeah. But it turned out being something that just stuck and people resonated with. Yeah, so shit, we ain't stop it.
Because I don't even know if people do ad-libs like that.
It's not that loud, you know what I mean? People may have been ad-libbing and stuff in the back, but when you rap, when you're doing your vocals and stuff like that, man, it's a lead. Probably add a little bit down. It's kind of like some stairs. Yeah. I turned around and just said, do everything on the same level. Everything I'm saying in the background, just do it straight across like that, man. So when you start listening to it like that, it brought a lot more energy, man. Hell, it takes energy to say Wallon, huh, man? I don't want that shit turned down low. I need that shit turned up loud. You feel me? So I'm giving y'all some mixing secrets, man. Look, we take Cash App and all that shit. Send me some goddamn money on this shit.
You own a few, like, Dirty South classics. You mentioned that the Lil Jon to Throw It Up, man.
Yeah.
And that's a legendary project, man. What was it like being a part of that type shit?
Man, dog, you know, me and Jon have been, we really was building this thing up together, man. From ATL Ho, man. I think that was the first song that I was on with Jon, the ATL Ho. He was on that hook as well. I was doing the Wallahans and all that stuff on the hook. My boy Baby D on that joint, man. But that song just became such a staple in this ATL shit, man. It ain't an event that go down in the city, man, where you don't hear an ATL Ho chant, man. Right. So just to be a part of them legendary songs like that,
that's
man.
That's the unofficial slogan of the Falcons, yeah, right? Yeah. When you go outside with niggas tell you.
We got it going on the inside now. First time I say ATL, yo, but the crowd definitely respond with ATL. It's a dope thing,
you
man.
You can't stop them once they do.
Dog, man, much love to Section 134, man, the Dirty Bird's Nest, man. That's my official section, okay, man. Me and my boy Tigger, we in there turning that thing up, man. All we need is a team to give us half of the energy.
Focus on the fans right now. This is cool.
just fuck the game. Just right, fuck cool. the game.
Thank you for bringing me
It's
back.
Early in the season.
Thank
fuck the game.
Back. Okay, cool. Thank you for
you,
bringing
bro,
me
bro.
Back.
That's fans, why you got to stay turned. Cause you,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
Hey, man.
Fans, I'm excited, man, about the whole section, bro. I'm talking about the Eagle fans that crank up their chant. Now, we were raising hell before the game.
Come on.
We were raising hell before it started, man.
That's what I'm saying. Keep that same energy. Fuck that
game crank.
Bro.
It's hard to cheer when you're down by 30, though.
You got to keep this in mind.
You got to keep this in mind. Hey, it don't matter who wins the game. They got a party in the city.
How them uh-huhs hit when you're down by 30?
Atlanta ain't never lost a party.
Look, man, it got back to the fourth quarter. I just turned around and asked the crowd, look, can anybody up here play football?
Stop it, man.
Please.
Stop it.
Yeah, man, it got rough in there for a
hey,
minute.
Hey, man, if that ain't no reason to get a ticket to the Falcons game.
Hey, man.
At least you're going to get past
Detroit. It's a party, man. It's a concert in there, man. I'm performing. We got a whole bunch
but
of artists
what I'm
lined
saying.
Up for the
they
season.
To give you two sections, man. You can't stay in the same section
this
for both
fans,
man.
This is the city, man. This is the city. We got the best fan base. All we got to do is win. Let's Y'all go. Help us out.
Let's
man.
Go, Falcons.
Let's go, Falcons. Rise up. We ready
you know,
all that shit,
you know
man.
What?
Let's go.
Really, we need a nigga from Atlanta on the team.
Man, you know, we got the boy Terrell, number 24, the cornerback. You just need a nigga like
that. I'm saying.
Somebody that ain't even played no
I'm
football.
I'm talking about a nigga who just from Atlanta, nigga.
Yeah.
Man, put Desi right. Banks on that bitch.
Desi need to play, man.
It at least bring the morale up.
Yeah, man.
Let Desi go on that open
Come on.
Kick
hey, they just let Desi, we need you, baby.
Let him run the pep talk.
Man, no, fuck the talk.
We need him on the sideline.
I need him in the game.
It need to be a nigga from Atlanta on the Cause soon as shit started
hey,
going bad.
Desi played, man. He played
we need
the grown, no. man. They went to the playoffs.
I'm saying, though, we need Atlanta nigga. As soon as shit started going bad,
Desi Wood had him
get thrown
together,
out the
man.
Game. Yeah, get ejected.
Get ejected.
Crazy. Yeah. Desi. I'm gonna text you, bro. We got
he got
to talk
my
about.
Vote.
Yeah. He there just to get thrown out.
Like, fuck that pussy ass shit, man.
Yeah.
Now, fuck that, bro.
Y'all wanna now, see we gonna do it for Desi. We gotta do it for Desi.
I would have played with him, but oh, I got old time now.
Come on, man. Just need one Atlanta nigga on the team. That's all we need.
Let's do it, Desi.
I'm telling you.
I got to come to one of these games, though, man. If everybody come there, if all Atlanta come together, that energy can't lose.
Man, come on, man. I'm talking about,
bro. It's got to transfer to the field, right?
We got a Halloween game, man. Halloween on a Sunday this year, man. So
come on.
Put on your costume, man. Come on down to the stadium, man.
We only thing, I just be on the road on the weekend.
Yeah, man. It'd be hard to get back.
But I be trying to watch them, though, man. Sometimes I be in the city, just be like, the Falcons? You want to see that?
Some of bitches, yeah, I want to see
What do you like, pain?
He said you like pain.
Man, I fuck with them boys, though, man.
Everybody out there, man. What's up, my boy Grady Jarrett? Man, everybody out there going hard. That boy Calvin Ridley.
Calvin
you
going hard,
know.
Man.
Yo. You already know. Welcome that boy Pitts to the city, man. He going to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
He going to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever on that team owes some child support need to be playing. That nigga play got a point to prove. Put him at linebacker or something.
We need desperation.
He want hit.
That nigga need.
They need to start some. Man, start starting the motherfuckers who need the money.
Yeah, that'll help.
These rich motherfuckers is too comfortable, man.
Yeah, that'll help.
Hey, man. Who got that DUI 2 weeks ago? That's what need to start. Man, the nigga who got to find $7,000. He playing back. He got to play 2 games to get back up.
Damn.
Come on, man.
These boys here got to hurt.
Man, don't never stop what you're doing, though, man.
I promise you, man. I got y'all boys, man. Y'all boys, don't stop on me. I ain't going to stop on y'all.
Bro, we not. Nigga, this is it. This is really all we going to. Man, we're taking this shit one more level.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get some of their money. Then we're going to bring it back to this level because we're still going to own it.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
And then when we get old, we're just going to turn this shit into a morning show.
Man, see, the beautiful thing about it, man.
Get up early.
Yeah, this shit going to be early morning. We're going to be on from 7 to 10.
Yeah. Man,
so we can come in 5. We can be in here drinking coffee. Hey, welcome back to the living room. Started off as a trap, now we got hard.
Take your shoes on.
Make sure you put the hat on your head. It's supposed to be cold today. Yeah, Pastor Troy in there with him.
Yeah.
He a real pastor now. Down, they got the church over there on Cleveland Avenue. DSGC down South Georgia Church.
Ooh, crazy. This is where it started, though, man. Y'all boys keep producing, man, and make your own products and stay in control of your...
Let me see the big machine, bro. You selfish, you think I'm gonna break it or something? You scared I'm gonna fuck around and make my debut album? Clayton, what's some of your favorite Pastor Troy joints, man?
About representing.
Come on, man. Put that helmet right here on the front of this thing.
You talk about ATL.
Yeah, told you, man. Dog, we got the buttons down there. We going wild in there. ATL.
E-S-G-B.
Yeah, man. Down South Georgia, boy.
New Face had to fight two security guards.
I hit you with it.
ESGB. That shit. Hey, man.
New songs,
man.
I'm talking about
shit. That shit's a giving gear, but that don't mean receive.
Hey.
That shit don't mean no game. This is the shit that we believe.
Hey, on, much love to the Oom Camp, man. All us boys just had so much fun together.
All the years
on the map, man.
We still running with the Oom Camp.
Still.
Give it to
caught like we in boot camp.
Come on, man.
So the ATL whole button, man. We need that. Y'all, boy, I gotta hook y'all up with that, man. That's
man,
we need to get y'all some 85 South buttons, man.
Man, wait till the whole city.
I gotta get y'all some 85 South buttons.
We do, man. We got some product. We gonna lace you with some shit, man.
Yeah, man. Dog, that's dope.
Man, it wouldn't be right if you ain't had you one of these red 85 South hats or something like that, man. I know you.
I'm gonna go on the bend.
Go on, bust it up, man. We're going to get you straight, man, because you've been representing the South before we even had the voice, too.
I got you, man. I got you.
Shout out to Augusta, too, man. They show much love,
man.
They
show some, man.
You know what they call Augusta? Just the real 8.
The real 8. That's how they kick it.
Yeah.
2 hours away, boy. You would think that motherfucker was in goddamn California some goddamn well, man. Augusta.
I fucks with it, man.
I love it.
We stopped through there on the I-Tour and they show us so much love, man.
That's good. That's good.
They really, man. The Kent folks backed up, man.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When we leave Macon October 2nd, man, that'll probably be our next destination, the AUG. So y'all get ready
for it. Keep that shit going, man.
Macon, Georgia, man. Y'all get ready, man. You already know the Georgia Power Tour. Pastor Troy, Lil Scrappy, Young Drove, Fabo, Trillville, Crime Mob, Ghetto Mafia, the Cadillac Boy, DJ Unk, we just having us a good time in the city, man. You know what I mean? Everybody excited to be back out. Still, well, you bring your mask, man. Be safe. You know, do the best you can to stay safe out there, man. But
what's the website where they can download the movies, man, and all the exclusive shit?
Man, you already know. Go to PastorTroy.com, man. Go to PastorTroy.com. I got links to everything, man, from getting your official DSGB gear to downloading the movies, the whole nine, man. We just out here grinding. Lit Street TV, man. Make sure y'all check it out. You can download the app on your phone. We got all the videos and everything going on, man. Your boy Pastor Disaster. I got some big things coming up, man, for this. I'm also projecting for the top of the year, man. So it's already, man. Time flies so fast, man. We damn near already in 2022. You feel me, man?
We are.
Come on, that's
we are.
Real. So everybody get on the grind, man. You know, speed it up. Start preparing yourself, man. Make a preparation.
Fuck.
That shit feel like we
joking. If you feel like you're late for this year, be early for next year. You right. feel me?
That's real shit.
Right. Yeah.
If you got one job and no hustle.
You feel me?
Woo!
That's damn right.
Shit.
Detroit Live from the 85 South Show, man.
Man, this your first time in the trap?
I love it.
But don't let this be the last time you're in the trap.
You gotta come back.
You gotta come back.
I feel like this is just part one.
Oh, man, I can't wait, man. You already
know. Part two, we need all the past Detroit stories that, I forgot to even ask. I done got high.
Go ahead. That's what it's for.
Man, I'm gonna have y'all boy tripping out, man. There's so much stuff, man. I got so many crazy stories. Right?
No. Oh, you can't leave these people in suspense, man.
Birthday bash.
Birthday bash.
Oh, yeah.
In Atlanta.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Man, that birthday bash, man, with P, man, that joint was crazy, man. You know, because
so they had already started. You out?
They had already started promoting me for the birthday bash and for the radio station to switch on me, man, and put Master P in there on my place. The whole city really felt disrespected, man. They were ready to see me perform. So when it came show date, man, Master P had a hard time out there with them ATL fool. You know what them niggas was doing, man. Them folk booed from goddamn... Oh.
Nigga got out the
ATL.
Car.
ATL!
Nigga was... got out the car booing.
But it was the shit show. Them motherfuckers caught the shit show up before the shit show.
How much
show,
did
they
get in that bitch?
Bruh.
Boom.
We ran that. I'm talking about, man.
Nigga was all at the store yelling that shit.
Yo, we ran it all through his set.
Bro, all through everybody's set. Everybody performed.
We
ran it. And especially when they came out there, it got real stupid. The radio station be late to what's going on in the streets. It ain't number the streets in damn birthday bash, man. It ain't the motherfuckers who listen to the radio every day. That's the streets, man. Them motherfuckers.
Them niggas just walked in.
Man, come on, man. I was telling them, man.
Niggas was already there when they started setting up shit.
Bro, when CeeLo brought me out there, man, bro, we heard them saying we read it from about 2 miles away while we were riding up. We could hear it. I'm like, oh my God, we about to kill these folks. They don't know we coming.
In the truck and oh, man. This shit.
Bro, it was crazy. Bro, we back there, we waiting, man. Master P got all this security and stuff like that. It's just me and P, and not down South Georgia Boy t-shirts. We just chilling. Man, Outkast go out there. Not Outkast, Goody Mob, Dunn okay, family and everything. Okay. CeeLo get out there, man. CeeLo was like, man, ATL, man, hold up, man. Let me let y'all know something. One thing about Atlanta, we stick together. He said, can't nobody take us off no show. Can't nobody take nobody from the A off no show. He said, with that being said, come on, Troy. And that shit said, boom, boom, boom. If you was one of the 30,000 people that was there, man, I appreciate you, man. God bless you.
You know new faces now.
Boy, I was viral before viral, man. I'm talking about, bro, that shit, that was something to see. If anybody got that footage out there, man, from that birthday bash.
Yeah.
Somebody find it,
man. Somebody auntie got that on the camcorder.
For real.
She got fucked later on.
That shit. We don't want to see everything got auntie got on that camcorder, bro. But see that performed. On that.
I do. I want to see all that shit. All that shit. I go through all them texts.
I go through all them texts.
Stupid.
Send it to me. I want to see it. Send me that. Send me that.
Man, get the fuck out, man.
And it's sent up. Send the camcorder in the trunk.
So I can watch it.
Okay. Watch it off the camcorder, nigga. I'm gonna plug it to the TV, but I'm gonna watch it.
Oh my God.
It's gonna be on the big screen. to see it on the Sony screen.
Crazy, boy.
Yeah, that's how I'm living.
Man, damn right.
Ghetto thugging.
Fuck it.
Man, we got to get you to come fuck with us on our tour on the Ghetto Legends tour.
Man, boy need for me. I'm all in. I'm a fan.
We got the little Atlanta show coming up. We'll talk about the other shit. Look, man, we appreciate you for coming to us.
85 South Show.
Thank you.
Oh shit, love.
I want to see it. All love.
Goodbye. Good night.
Man, we're going.
All right, bet.
Joe, let's get this other helmet on the table, the Georgia one. It's for this, and we'll step out and let you just do the drop. Let them know you're about to be on here.
All right,
I'm gonna get the picture first.
All right, you ready?
Put both of them on there first. That'll look good on the shot.
Look here, Pound Cake. I done told you now. Stop dropping butt plugs in my toilet. You're ruining my plumbing. And it is expensive.
Roscoe, you believe this? We get to be presenters at the Hip Hop Awards.
I can. The way we killed that Cypher last year, they had to let us come on the show. Too bad we ain't the ones getting nominated, though.
But how do we get nominated when we don't even have a song?
A song? I should be nominated for Player of the Year.
I don't think they give awards for playing yourself.
Yeah, because if they did, you most definitely will win.
You probably eat the award, fat boy.
Or try to fuck it.
Wait, what does it look like?
Bro, you need help.
What?
So, what award are we presenting again?
Oh, man. I was so excited, I ain't even look. Oh, shit. It's the biggest award of the night. Artist of the Year, bruh.
Man, hell yeah. My DM's gonna be jumping out the gym. All the hoes gonna see me on stage. We lit as fuck.
Yo, check it out. It's Cardi B. That thing thangin', ain't it?
So, who are the nominees?
Let's see. Lil Buggy. Da Buggy.
Which one is which? I always get confused.
Now, see, Lil Buggy, that's the one with the big teeth. And Da Buggy, that's the one with the big teeth. Wait a minute. I am confused.
What else is new? So it's those two, Money Bug, yo. And let's see here. Oh, come on, man. You got to be kidding me.
Who is it?
Roach Romeo.
Oh, hell no. I can't stand his ass. If he win, I ain't reading his name.
You can't read.
We finally make it to the big stage, and we still end up having to deal with this douchebag.
Guys, it's time to go on stage.
You know what? We ain't even gonna worry about it, because tonight is our night.
Hell yeah.
Bug Out Boys on three. 1, 2, 3.
Bug Out Boys.
Shit, I got to know I brought my liquor in there with me. I ain't paying no $4 for no damn shot. Shit, high as liquor here.
Let me get some of that.
Ladies and gentlebugs, please welcome to the stage to present the next award, Ray, Roscoe, and Rico, the Bug Out Boys.
ATL, you already know Bug Out Boys in the building. Make some noise.
Ladies.
And ladies, make sure y'all follow me on the gram and DM your boy Only Wings Pages, because I only support Roach businesses, you feel me?
What's up, everybody? We are honored to be here tonight to present the award for Artist of the Year.
Psst. Hey, Ray, what does it look like?
You can't fuck it, Rico.
Hey, who farted in this motherfucker?
And the nominees are Lil Buggy, Money Bug Yo, Da Buggy, and Roach Romeo.
J. Cole is in the NBA, just the Puerto Rican version. He played ball for Puerto. He played in Spain.
Man, will you shut up? They about to announce the winner.
Oh, shit. Stop the show, bro. Megan the Scarab and Quella Roach having a twerk off.
Bitch, you must be crazy. Thank you, but out-twerk me. Bitch, I got six knees.
I ain't your normal body, so...
Bitch, what the fuck are you saying?
Never mind, bro. These hoes look stupid. I apologize for interrupting the show, man. You can go ahead and resume.
All right. Let's see who won. And the 2021 Hip Hop Award Artist of the Year is... Ain't this about a bitch. Roach Romeo.
Yeah!
Hand me my award, chump. I know you're a little remedial, but I need to hear you say my name clear next time, sucker. Matter of fact, I'll just let my fans say it, since you won't. It go.
R-O-A-C-H-R-O-N-E-O.
And that's why I'm the artist of the year. First and foremost, I want to thank the fans. I want to thank the award show for making these losers present me this award. The hate on Ray's face is just as satisfying as receiving this. I want to thank my rap fur plug for keeping me fresher than everyone else. Getting ready to shoot this love in the cereal box video, so y'all be on the lookout for that so I can win video of the year next year. And last, but definitely not least.
Oh, shit, stop the show. Tory Wings is now twerking against Megan Thee Stallion and Coi LaRoe.
Hey, yo, son, what? No, I'm not. I'm here to get my seat. You in my seat.
Oh, no, nah, bro. Megan said I can sit here, bro.
No, son, you can't sit here, son. This is my seat. This is my seat, son.
You ain't supposed to be nowhere near me. You supposed to be 5 feet away from me at all times.
Son, fuck them feet, okay? I shoot all them feet. This Canada, bitch.
My niggas, please hurry up on stage for this shit turn to 1999 Source Award.
Man, fuck these awards. They fixed. They don't ever let no real roaches win anyway. Only these light-skinned roaches. Because they safe. And they soft.
Wait, how was you going to win when you wasn't even nominated?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I feel you, yeah. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, why don't we just take your shit?
Yeah, how about we do that? Where you go?
I don't know. He left.
You snitch-ass rope.
Wait, what? I ain't snitch. I said he left.
Yeah, you telling. Y'all hear that? Ray is a snitch, man.
Yo, what the hell is happening right now? Y'all tweaking.
There he is. Come on, Reggie.
You know, they said they wasn't gonna do this no more because he got to fighting last time they had this. Yeah.
Hey, man, go ahead with that lame-ass shit. I'm the first roast to interrupt the hip-hop awards. That was me.
Hey, Romeo, get your scare ass over here. You fucking with them big steppers now. Mm-hmm. He really do got human security. I almost got stepped on.
Who's the snitch now?
Fuck you, nigga.
It's a human back there. I'm gone. Oh, man, all y'all cap. I'm the first roast to get stepped on by a human. Jesus Christ. You scared the shit out of me. You been standing there the whole time?
What the?
God bless.
Yeah, they say Kanye got a twin brother that be doing most of that stuff. Most of that stuff ain't even Kanye.
Man, fuck Kanye. You could have called me lame-ass nigga gonna take my verse off.
Man, I'm telling you, man, that boy pregnant. That boy pregnant and he about to have a baby, man. He say he gonna name the baby Montero.
Oh, but y'all want to cancel the buggy, right? Y'all trying to cancel me, though. Post my movie, I'll give you $1,000.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Where's Clips?
I remember I seen a roach fell in that candle. He was burning, looking at me like, nigga, help me.
Raise some raid on the roach in the hood. It don't do them no good. They just be like, nigga, now I'm wet.
Shout out to everybody that's tuned into the Roach Motel. We appreciate that love. If you want to show some more love, make sure you get some of this dope merch on the RoachMotelStore.com. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube at the Roach Motel TV. And make sure y'all check out the RoachMotelTV.com for all episodes and everything Roach Motel. Peace!
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. visit RiteRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.